Brother Derek and Sister Rachel for stepping in. Would you all
salir.
Would you like to come join?
Les
please do.
Venir y unirse a nosotros,
let's por pray venga. For them. Thank you, Lord. There you go. Heavenly Father, your love knows no bounds.
Amen.
And each one of these is precious in your sight.
Amen.
Lord, their lives have been torn apart, mm-hmm. but give them the constance of your presence and your love to them.
Yes, bless, Lord Jesus.
Give them assurance that they need in this time of instability, that you are there, you are present, you are help, that your love to each one of them will never fail. Protect them, guide them, and just their whole lives are before them. So just, Father, they just need your oversight. And as we lift up our brother Derek and Sister Rachel, Emma, all their help, oh, bless them. Thank you for putting these things in their heart. It's not easy. But give them everything that they have need of to yes. do what humanly can't be done. And let it be known that you live and you are with your children. You're there to help. You're there to guide. You're there to do what we can't do in ourselves.
Amen.
So Heavenly Father, even with Ron and Pam now and their whole family, Janelle, Michelle, the twins, all of them, we commit them into your hands, Father,
yes.
that you would bless them.
Amen.
And again, just give them the security, the rest that the world cannot give.
Yes.
We commit them into your hands now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, and now Sister Karen, would you come up? Our sister's been fighting something and she doesn't even know what it does and the doctors don't know, so let's fulfill a scripture here for you. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Let them anoint him with oil. This is not us, but it's a symbol of him that he's standing between us as for you.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, we lift up our precious sister Karen. Thank you for healing her because
Amen.
You have. And thank you for giving her faith to stand, eyes to see, ears to hear. Thank you for the faith that cannot be taken away because it's from you. Now, Lord, we don't know, but we're taking our eyes off the doctors and medicine and putting them onto you. And just claim by your precious stripes she already was healed. Now we look forward to the manifestation and the completion of your word, even in her. Grant it, Father, we ask it in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, Brother Branham says, once you've been prayed for, don't keep going up to the altar.
Yes. Hermano Branham dijo, ya que se oró por ti, ya no regreses a la altar.
Because then you're doubting what he did again.
Lo que lo hizo otra
vez. We just stand on it and claim it.
Nada más nos paramos ahí y lo reclamamos. Y lo creemos.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Come on up, everybody.
No.
Come on. Says, they shall lay hands. Do you know what Brother Branham says? You know that, remember that lady, that baby was healed because some three-year-old went up and prayed? Huh? It doesn't have to be. And I think it's in the message, Future Home. Every person
cada persona
should be praying for the other person.
Estar
so don't
por
wait
las
for me.
No tienen,
okay? Come on up. Let's fulfill the word of God. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Amen.
Amen. Here, Brother Ron, you're going to pray. Let's anoint him with oil for this too.
Well, this is why Patricia asked for it.
Exactly, do we know?
His hand.
He kind of closed it, but he's going to pray. So.
Yeah.
And I believe it.
He's been having trouble and pain, and they can't close it. So, yeah. Come on, brother. Thank you, Lord.
Lord God, we thank you, O Lord, that you have already given us the promise of the healing.
Yes.
And we just claim it now on behalf
thank
of
you, Lord.
Lord. And ask, Lord, that you would take all the pain away, give him full motion of his hand.
Thank you, Lord.
Whatever this is, we cast it out in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And we just believe your word above everything else. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Pete, you want prayer for your back? Hallelujah. There you go. That's what we like. That's the voice of faith. Everybody, anybody else?
Alguien más.
Okay. Now, I have a question for you.
Tengo una pregunta para ustedes.
We've been putting the notes up on the monitors. Number one, I have a question. Do you want that? Does it help or does it distract?
¿Ayuda poner las notas o no?
I've heard both.
¿Escuché los dos?
So I don't want to do it unless you want it.
No quiero hacer la
I don't care.
Realmente no me molesta a mí.
I got my notes.
Tengo las mías.
Would you like to see them or not?
¿Les gustaría mirar ustedes las notas o no? Tal vez hacer una vez sin.
No notes today.
No notas hoy.
Okay, there we go.
Aquí vamos.
What's on my heart.
Lo que está en mi corazón.
And well, it's just what came to me. That's what where we are.
Donde nos encontramos.
Spiritually speaking.
Hablando espiritualmente.
In our revelation, in our walk.
En nuestra revelación, en nuestra caminata.
Again, trying to tie this in with
tratando
the message paradox.
Esto con el mensaje paradoja.
Okay, there's redemption has two parts.
Y redención tiene dos partes.
Out of.
Fuera de.
Into.
Y hacia adentro. Hacia.
Okay, we can simplify that.
Podemos simplificar eso.
And say, well, we've come out of denominations,
bueno,
we're going into the
eso,
message.
Salimos de denominaciones.
Well, yes, that's
sí,
true. Is
es
there
verdad.
More than that?
Pero es más que eso.
How about Hebrews chapter 6?
¿Qué de Hebreos 6?
Leaving the first principles of Christ,
dejando
let us go on. How about
de
Cristo,
that? Y vamos a continuar.
Is that an out
eso?
Of and into also?
¿Es algo de hacia, entrar hacia?
And how
y
about things
acerca de cosas como
that we've been holding on to?
Que hemos estado deteniendo con nosotros, que no dejamos ir.
That aren't necessarily correct.
Que no son necesariamente correctos.
No, it's, you know, we're humans.
Somos humanos.
And I've seen this for decades, actually.
He mirado esto por décadas, de hecho.
People
gente
have a little promise books in the Bible, from yeah. Bible verses.
Tienen problemas con los versículos de la Biblia.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Why do they write these promise books?
¿Por qué?
I pick out the things that I like. I pick out the things that are encouraging to me.
Me dan ánimo.
In a way, there's nothing wrong with that because we all need
manera,
encouragement.
No hay nada incorrecto con eso porque todos necesitamos.
In another way,
pero de otra manera,
we are not much different than people who
no somos muy diferentes que la gente que
take a pair of scissors and cut out verses of the Bible
toma un par de
that we don't like.
Y cortan los versículos de la Biblia que no nos
okay.
Gustan.
So I'm finding in myself
estoy encontrando en mí mismo
by looking into the message and sort of seeing certain things, that I have been doing the same thing. I have, I think it's a human condition for us to pick things out. Oh, I like this quote. Well, this one, I don't even know what it means. Well, this one doesn't fit with the other things that I know are true. So we have a tendency as humans to select. And, you know, all of you that are married, you know that your husbands have selective hearing, right? I didn't hear you say that, honey. Yeah. It's something that we need to overcome. Brother Branham makes a comment
that
if we have the Holy Ghost, we say a word, amen to every word. Now, I have something with this.
Algo con esto.
People,
la gente,
for over the ages,
a través de todas las edades,
ages, decades,
décadas,
have made comments that
han hecho comentarios
between the Bible
entre la Biblia
and the message.
Y el mensaje.
And people get very offended
y la gente se
ofende if someone
demasiado
indicates that the message is equal to the Bible.
Y algo indica que el mensaje es igual que la Biblia.
Well, there's two things
bueno, ahí hay dos cosas
that we have to think about. Number one,
pensar acerca de, número uno,
the church is built on revelation, period.
La iglesia está edificada en revelación, punto.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Period.
Punto.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Jesus walked with his disciples at that time.
Discípulos en ese tiempo.
3 years.
3 años.
How many words did he speak?
¿Cuántas palabras él habló?
How much conversation did they have?
¿Cuánto conversación ellos
How
vieron?
Much do we know about?
¿Cuánto sabemos acerca de
Out of all of those words of conversation for 3.5 years,
de conversación por 3 años,
what do we know as scripture?
¿Qué sabemos que es escritura?
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Let's go to Paul.
Vamos a Pablo.
Oh, let's just take him and Timothy. How Ahora many years did they walk
together?
How much conversation did he have with Timothy? How much talk? And yet only the things that are written down in letters are what we know as scripture. So here we are in this day, and the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Well,
bueno,
come on. You have to ask yourself an honest question. Why are we listening to the messages if we don't believe it proceeded out of the mouth of God? And if it did produce, if it was coming out of the mouth of God,
si
why are we differentiating?
Saliendo de la boca de Dios, ¿por qué estamos diferenciando?
On the other hand, come on, you have to go back to Revelation.
Usted tiene que regresar a revelación.
Okay, now
¿Está
Brother
bien?
Branham Ahora, talks about Jesus.
El hermano Branham habla acerca de Jesús.
And he says
y él dice
that
que,
the disciples listening to him were confused.
Los discípulos que le estaban escuchando a él estaban confundidos.
Because the, listening to him in their conversation,
a él en una conversación,
he would talk,
él hablaría,
and then it sounds like something that didn't quite
sonaba como algo como que
copacetic with that, didn't agree
100%. Estaba convencido con eso, no estaban de acuerdo.
Do you remember what the prophet says?
¿Recuerda usted lo que el profeta dijo?
He says sometimes it was Jesus speaking, times it was the Father speaking through him.
Algunas veces era Jesús hablando y algunas veces era el Padre.
You remember reading
ellos.
That?
¿Recuerda usted leyendo eso?
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So here we have a message.
So, aquí tenemos un mensaje.
And we don't just have a couple letters. We
no
have
solo tenemos un par de cartas.
Hours and hours and
tenemos
hours and
horas
hours and
y horas
hours of
y horas
tapes.
De tapes.
Now, am I saying every single thing there
Ahora,
is thus saith the Lord or the mouth of God?
De la boca de Dios?
No, but it's like it always
Pero
was.
Es como todo el tiempo fue.
It's like it was
como fue
from the beginning of time, God using the
tiempo,
foolishness of preaching.
Dios usando la locura de la predicación,
out of all of those words coming out of Paul, Jesus,
de Pablo, Jesús,
Elijah, John
Elias,
the Baptist,
Juan el Bautista,
some of them were absolutely thus saith the Lord, but God gets those to you by revelation.
Pero Dios se lo da usted a ellos. A usted por okay. revelación. ¿Está bien?
Does this make sense?
¿Tiene esto
so
sentido?
Here,
Entonces, aquí,
That's why I don't believe you just press play your bride.
Yo no creo que tan solo presiona.
Okay, novia. Where is Revelation?
¿Dónde está la revelación?
Where is the word being opened up?
¿Dónde
where
está la where palabra is, siendo abierta?
It's
¿dónde
you
está?
And es God
usted y Dios
using the foolishness of fallible man.
Pura de hombres infalibles.
Faulted man.
Hombres de que, débiles.
Man that on purpose God makes them
Dios,
make mistakes.
En propósito, con esos hombres que hacen errores.
Okay, do you think God didn't design all of that?
¿Usted piensa que Dios no diseñó todo eso?
So it puts on you in a position with God.
Nos pone a usted en una posición con Dios.
I can't use my intellect, my reasoning.
Puedo usar mi intelecto,
I need your
mi
Holy Spirit to break the word open in
necesito
my heart. That which
can...
Okay, are you with me?
La palabra en mi corazón. Okay. ¿Está conmigo, me entiende?
So when I say I don't distinguish.
Que yo no distingo.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
I'm not offended when
no
I read quotes from the prophet.
Citas de profeta.
Did it proceed out of the mouth of God or
entonces,
didn't it?
De la boca de Dios, ¿o no
so
lo
what's
hizo?
The difference?
¿Cuál es la diferencia?
Why do I have to make a distinction?
¿Por qué tengo que hacer una distinción?
Maybe we have to offend people.
No, tal vez tengamos, crazy. Lo hacemos para ofender a la gente.
Do you understand?
¿Entiende usted?
But it puts me and you and all, every one of us in a position with God whereby we have to depend on Him. You bring your word to my heart. More and more and more. It's you and Him. And that's why the message paradox, it's not to be feared. Grace will take you over.
La gracia lo tomará usted.
Okay. But it's that grace
pero es esa gracia
that helps you hear the word of God.
Que le ayuda a usted a escuchar la palabra de
and
Dios.
Even he says, in this Ephesus,
aún en este Éfeso,
we understand we're going to understand it.
Tenemos, vamos a entender lo que tenemos que entender.
Okay, so he brings you a spiritual of understanding,
entre usted
something quickened in your heart.
Entendimiento, que algo vivifica en su corazón.
Okay, am I making sense? Are you guys with me on this?
¿Están ustedes conmigo en esto?
Okay.
¿Me entienden?
It's revelation.
Es revelación.
Even in this, you can memorize it.
Aún en esto, usted puede memorizarlo.
And it does nothing for you
y no hace
until
nada
God
por
quickens
usted,
that for you.
Hasta que Dios vivifique eso por usted.
So in even these things,
so aún en esto, en estas cosas,
revelation is a sign that we are nearing
señal.
The end. Nearing the end time.
Estamos acercándonos al tiempo
and
final.
That goes to my subject today, which is simply
hoy,
this
que es simplemente
needed
esto.
Maturity.
Madurez okay? necesaria.
Now,
ahora,
things that I'm going to talk about
cosas
personally,
que voy a estar hablando personalmente,
sort of, I'm not saying that they refer to every person.
No estoy diciendo que para cada persona, pero
they sure did me when I was growing
seguro,
up. So
pues para mí cuando estaba yo creciendo.
Things that I talk about the human condition here.
Acerca
so
de la condición humana
I'm
aquí.
I'm starting out here by just saying, look
diciendo,
at the things that God has shown us so far.
Que Dios nos ha mostrado hasta este punto.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Look at what He's shown us out of the Scriptures.
Lo que Él nos está mostrando de las Escrituras.
Look at what our eyes have been open to see.
Mire lo que nuestros ojos han sido abiertos okay. para mirar.
What other age or what other place can you understand God in Morphe?
¿Puede usted entender a Dios en Morphe?
Before the whole world. Okay?
Delante de todo el mundo.
God coming into human flesh.
Dios viniendo a carne,
Melchizedek.
A condición humana.
Okay.
Melchizedek.
God in form of theophany.
Dios okay. en forma de teofanía.
Now we've been given ears to hear what has been spoken to us.
Lo que ha sido hablado a nosotros.
We believe what we've been taught.
Creemos lo que se nos ha sido enseñado.
We know that the reason we are given this light
is
God is forming sons and daughters.
Dios está formando hijos e hijas.
Because He wants Himself multiplied.
Porque Él quiere Él mismo ser multiplicado.
Wheat has to go to the wheat.
Tenemos que ir al trigo.
So there's Derek,
ahí está Derek.
Mrs. Jesus.
La señorita Jesús.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
That's all of us.
Es todos,
there's
somos
no
todos
difference
nosotros.
Between the wheat
no hay diferencia entre el trigo
and the wheat that fell into the ground.
Y el trigo que cayó a la
it's
tierra
more
para
of the
morirá.
Same.
Es todo es lo mismo.
Exactly the same.
Exactamente
Not
lo mismo.
Not kind of the same.
No como más o menos lo
okay.
mismo.
Okay, and so we understand
y
these things.
Entendemos estas cosas.
Here we are.
Aquí nos encontramos.
Okay. We've seen that the mystery of God.
Hemos mirado que el misterio de Dios.
He had to become flesh.
Él tenía que venir a ser carne.
So that we could become him.
Para podemos llegar a ser él.
We know that the this is the Brother Branham talks over and over the grain of wheat had to fall into the ground
una y
and
otra
die.
Vez que el grano tiene que caer a la tierra y morir.
Because he what was in him had to come out of
Porque
him.
Lo que estaba dentro de él tenía que salir fuera de él.
And that's you.
Y ese es usted.
You were in him, you had to come out of him to be manifested.
Que salir de él para ser manifestado.
How many times do you hear
veces
the grain has eso? Returned to the grain?
Que el grano ha regresado al
Here's
grano.
A grain of wheat.
Aquí hay un grano de trigo.
Okay,
¿Está bien?
Look at it, study
Mírelo.
It.
Estúdielo.
Here's a wheat plant.
Aquí está una,
it's green.
Un trigo
it's
de,
growing.
Una planta de trigo.
It's turning
es
brown.
Verde. Está creciendo, se está poniendo café.
It's maturing.
Se está madurando.
Little wheats,
Hay
baby
trigos.
Wheats, are growing at the top of it.
Están creciendo arriba de ellos.
It matures more.
Y se madura más.
Okay, the shuck is separated and finally you have what? The
La
wheat.
La jevilla está separada y finalmente tiene usted que
Put that wheat under the magnifying glass.
Y ponga ese
distinguish
trigo en
it
un,
from the wheat that was put into the ground. Hey, it looks just like it. It is just like it. It has the same wheat life.
Si
it has same, that's you.
Entonces, ese es
that's where we're
mismo.
At.
Eso es usted.
Right?
Ahí es donde nos encontramos.
Not something kind of
no
like
algo
it.
Como más o menos como.
Where the Holy Spirit told him to pick up his pen and write.
Donde el Espíritu Santo le dijo a él que tomara
he
su
said
papel
she has
y
to
pluma
be
para
so
escribir.
Much like him.
Tiene que ser tanto como
Even
él.
Even in his very image.
Aún en su propia imagen.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
In order to be united.
Para poder ser reunido con él.
So something has to happen before the rapture.
Tiene que pasar antes del rapto.
The rapture is in process. The
el
rapture has been in process.
El rapto ha estado
and
en proceso.
This making me in his image has to happen before my body changes.
A una imagen así antes
making sense?
Del cambio de mi cuerpo.
Okay.
¿Tiene sentido?
So
Entonces,
what we're saying is we're at this time,
que en este tiempo,
this is the time of maturity.
Ese es el tiempo de madurez.
This is the end time, the harvest time.
Este es el tiempo de cosecha.
Okay. Now,
Ahora.
This is not new. None of this is new. We've been looking
nuevo.
At these things for how many years now?
¿No están en estas
okay?
cosas por cuántos años?
Do you realize that
¿Sí
when you
cuenta?
Look at all these things,
usted mira todas estas cosas.
When you're studying the message,
usted
Christ, the mystery of God
el
revealed,
mensaje, Cristo, el misterio de Dios
third
revelado,
Exodus,
el tercer éxodo,
Melchizedek, all of those glory. Do you know that you're looking right into the seals, what the seals opened up?
¿Sabe que usted está mirando hacia los sellos, lo que los sellos abrieron?
It goes so much farther and beyond White Horse Rider, Red Horse Rider, Black Horse. It has so much beyond knowing what a horse rider is.
Okay.
So you know the rolled up book, scroll of the seals. And a seal only it has to be broken so you can see what's beyond it. And all seven seals have to be broken before you see what's in the book.
Tienen que ser rotos para poder mirar.
Okay, true.
¿Está bien? ¿Verdad?
So everything that we've been feasting on, everything that we has really spoken to our souls,
todo lo que está realmente hablando a nuestras almas,
okay, the only difference between you and him is a son.
La única diferencia entre usted y él es,
okay, you bypassed your theophany.
Usted se pasó su teofanía.
Phenomenal statements.
The
secret of our lives.
El secreto
Phenomenal
de vidas.
Statements. All of those things. That's
Todas
the seals.
Cosas.
Do you know that?
Son los sellos.
And how
eso?
Many times the prophet says,
dijo,
okay, I thank God for the opening of the seals so we can
Dios
see these
por
things.
La apertura de los sellos porque
okay.
podemos ver estas cosas.
It's, so what we're feasting on
en lo que nos estamos alimentando
is something
es algo.
Could not be open until the seals were opened.
No
we couldn't see these
hasta
things.
Que los sellos fueran abiertos.
Now you see the mystery of your life.
Ahora usted mira usted el misterio
now you
de la
see
vida
that you're
usted.
Like a dewdrop. A dewdrop. A drop of dew.
Como un rocío cae.
Okay.
Está bien.
So, the theme this morning is in this time of maturity, things that must accompany maturity.
Las cosas que tienen que acompañar la madurez.
Okay. To be a mature man of God, daughter of God.
Un hombre maduro de Dios o hija de Dios madura.
Okay. Just these words.
Tan solo estas palabras.
Courage.
Coraje.
Okay. Second word, responsibility.
Segunda palabra, responsabilidad.
It's impossible for anybody
es imposible para alguien
to be what God wants them to be
que sea
without
Dios
responsibility.
Dios
I have a responsibility to handle what was given to me.
Por la responsabilidad la cual se me fue dada.
That's the whole message of adoption, isn't
y
eso
es todo el mensaje de adopción, ¿es
doesn't
así?
The tutor watch over the son until
no,
he knows
vigila he's al hijo?
This young boy can handle
este
the father's business and be a good steward
él,
of it?
Este, poder manejar los negocios del padre.
Okay, courage.
Coraje.
Responsibility, the next goes right with it, stewardship.
Va juntamente con nosotros, administración.
Then there's a revelation.
Entonces ahí está revelación.
It comes back to that wonderful.
Y regresa esa maravillosa.
For years we've been looking at that.
Por años hemos estado
the purpose-driven
eso.
Life.
Una vida con propósito.
A revelation of being called by God
una
to fulfill your purpose.
Llamado por Dios para cumplir su propósito aquí en la tierra.
And with that
y
maturity.
Con esa madurez.
There has to be a willingness to let go of things
una voluntad para dejar ir cosas
to gain other necessary
para ganar
things
cosas necesarias
that are needed for you to fulfill your
que son
calling.
Necesarias para okay. Que usted cumpla su llamado.
Now,
ahora,
I love the
yo amo
how Brother Branham begins the rapture message, and I was going to read out of there
mensaje raptor, y de ahí,
because it's so phenomenal.
Porque es tan fenomenal.
This is a perfect sign of maturity.
Es una perfecta vista de madurez.
Okay, here's a man.
Aquí hay un hombre.
He knew that the Pentecostal
él sabía que el Pentecostal, la vista Pentecostal de
the rapture was totally in error. He was trying
la vista del rapto estaba totalmente
bring
en
them
error.
Something that would help them see it differently.
So, él trataba de traerles algo para que ellos lo pudieran mirar
now,
en una listen forma
to
diferente.
Me.
Escúchame.
The child inside of them, the
y
spiritual child,
el hijo,
would
el niño
not
espiritual dentro
listen.
De él. No escucharía.
They would not allow that change.
No permitiría ese cambio.
They would, did not have that willingness to let
no
go of things
esa voluntad de dejar ir cosas.
Because I know
porque
what I know.
Yo sé lo que yo sé.
And I know what I know is true.
Y yo sé lo que yo sé es verdad.
Even when God comes and says, no, it really isn't.
Aun cuando Dios viene y dice, no, no, no lo es.
They can't take it.
No pueden ellos aguantar eso.
That's a sign of immaturity.
Esa es una
that's
señal
a sign of so
señal.
Brother Branham,
so, el hermano Branham,
along with a, what we're so familiar with in his text,
somos tan familiares con este texto,
okay, Psalm 27.
Salmo 27.
If the next text is,
su siguiente texto
he
es,
says, we know this doctrine is going to be scoffed at, okay, laughed at, made fun of.
Sabemos que esta religión se va a, leer, a reír uno de ellos, va a ser rechazada.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So he goes to 2 Peter chapter 3.
Va a segundo de Pedro capítulo 3.
Verses 3 and 4.
3 y 4 versículos.
Okay, scoffers in the last day.
Burladores en el último tiempo.
So in this message,
so en este mensaje,
he makes this comment,
él hace este comentario,
and I think it goes over everybody's head.
Y creo que pasó sobre la
you know, when I was a child,
¿sabes? Cuando yo era niño,
and they said, let's stand up and sing the national anthem.
Y dice, parémonos y cantemos
and
el himno
he would
nacional.
Say, my old Kentucky home.
Y él diría, mi viejo hogar que
and
Kentucky.
Do you know what they thought? Oh, isn't that a cute little hillbilly story?
Esa es una historia muy bonita de un
and they had no idea that he was trying to look at them and show them this is where you are in your view of what the rapture is and you're totally wrong. Okay? Now look at what he says here. I'll go back and read just a part of that. When I was a little boy, I used to come out because I was a boy preacher.
Yo era un joven predicador.
He talks about being immature.
Él está hablando acerca de ser inmaduro.
Then he says, like in the meetings here not long ago, we'll stand up and sing the national anthem.
como en las reuniones nos íbamos a parar y íbamos a cantar el himno nacional.
And I got up and said, my old Kentucky home far away.
Mi viejo Kentucky, hogar muy lejos.
That was the only nation I
know
about.
Esa era la única nación que yo sabía acerca de.
Okay, he's looking at, my old Kentucky home. He saw this much of what was in that much of a country.
Él miró así de tanto donde right? estaba así de en una nación así de grande. Correcto.
So he says, as far as I was concerned, that was my national anthem.
En lo que a mí respecta, dijo él, ese era mi himno nacional.
So now look at what he says.
Ahora mira lo que dice.
So now after you get older,
so ahora, después de que tú
and mereces, you come in, you've got to have something more than that.
Y tú vienes y okay. entras, tienes que tener algo más que eso.
What do you think they heard, those Pentecostal men?
¿Qué piensa usted que women? Escucharon esos hombres? Y mujeres pentecostales.
Then he quotes Paul. He says, when I was a child,
y él dice, cuando yo, y él habla como Pablo,
I spake
dice,
as a child,
como un niño, hablé como un niño,
I thought as a child,
pensé como un niño,
so the Pentecostal revelation of the rapture is childish.
La idea pentecostal del okay? rapto es de niños. ¿Me entiende usted?
How much of us are still holding on to that?
¿Cuántos más de nosotros estamos
what
has
con eso? Our revelation of the rapture changed?
¿Cuál es nuestra revelación del rapto de la iglesia?
Okay. But as you acted like a child, but
tú
as you grow
niño,
older,
pero conforme tú creciste más
you begin making
maduro.
Your first couple of steps,
entonces tú comenzaste a hacer tus primeros
and
pasos,
toddle and fall,
y te tambaleaste y caíste,
and get up again,
y te levantaste
then
más,
after a while,
y después de un poco,
you can walk a straight line.
Tú puedes caminar una oh, línea
there's the whole thing right
directa,
there.
Derecha. Ahí está todo el punto.
We'll get into that another. Okay, that's a whole sermon right there. Straight
es todo
line.
Un sermón, una línea derecha.
Now look at his next sentence. As that's what we have to do as soldiers of the cross.
Línea. Y eso es lo que tenemos que hacer como soldados de la cruz.
Now is
ahora
the time
es tiempo
to walk a straight line
para caminar una línea derecha
right down the highway to glory.
Directamente okay? hacia la carretera hacia la gloria.
I'm just using that part to show there comes a time for maturity where people can't handle maturity.
Que tiene que venir la madurez donde la madurez no puedes la gente a soportarla.
If you have a mindset,
si usted tiene una mentalidad,
I know what I know.
Yo sé lo que yo sé.
I know what is that it's right.
Yo sé lo que es correcto.
No one's going to tell me nothing.
Nadie me va a decir nada.
You're right. Nobody's going to tell you nothing.
Correcto.
Not even
tú
God.
Estás correcto. No te, nadie te va a decir nada, ni aun Dios.
Okay.
Está
you
bien.
You are have a stubbornness there that God has to correct.
Una
if you are going to be changed into His likeness.
La forma de ser que necesita ser cambiada.
Okay. So maturity
so
can look at yourself and say, gee, you know what?
Oh,
I'm willing to admit I don't
sabes,
know everything.
Estoy, voy a admitir que no lo sé todo.
I need correction.
Necesito corrección. Eso es lo que
I
la
need to be
enseñar.
Taught.
Necesito ser enseñado.
Okay.
Está bien.
And if we aren't there
si
right
no estamos
now,
ahí ahorita mismo,
you are stuck and will be very disappointed someday.
Usted está atorado y va a estar usted muy disgustado algún día.
Okay. So I'm going to leave this behind for now because I see the top clicking. Okay. When I'm referring to the quotes here,
refiriéndome a las citas aquí,
the truth that Brother Branham presented that day,
la verdad que el hermano Branham presentó ese día,
vindicated by the Holy Spirit,
vindicada por el Espíritu Santo,
was rejected because they didn't have the spiritual maturity to hear something
no
different.
Tenía la madurez espiritual para escuchar algo.
From what they already thought to be true.
Por lo que ellos ya tenían pensado lo que era verdad.
Are you okay?
¿Estás tú bien?
Yeah.
Sí.
Oh, good.
Oh, qué bien.
So I'm asking a question. What happened here?
Pregunta, ¿qué pasó
what
aquí?
Happened here when he was preaching the message of the rapture?
Cuando él estaba predicando el mensaje del rapto, ¿qué pasó ahí?
God put the truth of the rapture in the hands of the people.
Dios puso la verdad del rapto en las manos de la gente.
And they didn't have the maturity to take it.
Y ellos no tuvieron la madurez para tomarlo.
And make it part of their lives.
Y hacerlo parte de sus vidas.
All right, you with me?
¿Me entiende usted?
Text. Let's stand up, go to 1 Corinthians 13.
Vamos a 1 Corintios 13.
We're on phrase 2. We're about, we're ready to do phrase 3, aren't we? Did anybody spend a week on phrase 2?
¿Alguien pasó tiempo en la frase 2?
1 Corinthians 13, 4 and 5. Uh-huh. First was charity suffers long, is kind. Charity envies not.
Sufrido.
What's next week? Doesn't vaunt itself or is not puffed up. There we go. Let's spend a week there.
All right.
Let's read 9 to 13. That's our text.
13, 9, del 9 al 13.
1 Corinthians 13.
13, 9.
Okay. Let's read it together. How about that?
Okay.
For we know in part, and we prophesy in part.
Porque en parte conocemos y en parte profetizamos.
But when that which is perfect is come,
venga lo perfecto,
then that which is in part shall be done away.
Entonces, lo que es en parte se acabará.
When I was a child,
cuando yo era niño,
I spake as a child,
hablaba como niño,
I understood as a child,
pensaba como niño,
I thought as a child,
juzgaba como niño,
but when I became a man, I put away childish things.
Cuando ya fui hombre, dejé todo lo que era de niño.
For now we see through a glass darkly,
ahora vemos por espejo, oscuramente,
but then face to face,
entonces veremos cara.
Now I know in part,
ahora conozco en parte,
but then shall I know even as I also am.
Pero entonces conoceré como fui conocido.
That's a wonderful prophecy.
Esa es una maravillosa
profecía. What God is going to do for us.
Es lo que Dios va a hacer por nosotros.
Here's the into part of redemption right
aquí
there.
Aquí es la parte 2 de redención aquí.
Verse 13, and now abideth faith,
y ahora permanece
hope,
la fe,
charity,
esperanza, el amor,
these three,
estos tres.
But the greatest of these is charity.
Pero el mayor de ellos es el amor.
Okay, thanks. You may be seated.
Gracias. Se pueden sentar.
Now we're going to go into three different aspects of looking at maturity.
Tres aspectos de mirar madurez.
We're going to look at just our personal life.
Vamos a mirar nuestra vida personal.
Israel under Moses and then the
Israel bajo Moisés.
Disciples, apostles. Okay.
Y discípulos y apóstoles.
Watch a process.
Vigile el proceso.
That God seems
que
to bring
Dios
us through.
Parece que nos trae a.
Okay. In this maturing process.
En este
first of all,
de madurez,
in our natural life.
En nuestra vida natural.
You might be different, but I was a
tú
weird
tal vez
duck.
Eras diferente, pero yo era correcto.
And I was...
Yo era...
I didn't face life... Yeah, you see kids. How many of you just went through life whistling and nothing bothered you and everything was...
¿Cuántos fueron a través de la vida que donde nada les molestaba? Y...
You were like that, John?
¿Tú fuiste así, John?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Dios.
I had a stepbrother like that, and I blew my mind because everything,
vuela mi mente porque,
every little thing in my life was traumatic. I just,
porque
you
cada
know,
pequeña cosa en mi vida era traumática.
Sort of, no one knows that.
Yo no sabía.
We don't take, we take life a little more seriously even if we don't want to. Okay.
Un poquito más serio.
Look at our journey through childhood.
Mira nuestra jornada a través de nuestra niñez.
Just like the prophet preached in the message, leadership.
Así como el profeta predicó en el mensaje, liderazgo.
From the beginning of our lives,
desde
we are led.
Desde el principio de nuestras vidas, somos guiados.
Okay, somebody takes you by the hand. Somebody's there with you. Usually a mother or a father.
Usualmente
hopefully.
Un padre o una madre.
We're led through the very basic things of life.
Somos guiados a través de las mismas cosas básicas de la vida.
Okay, as a little kid. How to eat.
¿Cómo comer?
Somebody takes you how to walk. Let's take
alguien
you by the
toma.
Hand. They say, here,
de
get
caminar.
Up. Take these steps.
Dice,
go over here.
Ve para acá, ve para
everything
allá.
Is instructed.
Todo es
you with
instruido.
Me?
Está usted conmigo, ¿me entiende?
How to take care of your personal needs. Let's get
¿cómo
potty
tomar
trained
personal,
now. Okay,
¿cómo
sit
cómo
on the potty chair.
De tus cosas personales?
You know?
Vamos a entrenarte cómo hacer el baño.
How to talk.
¿Cómo hablar?
How to communicate.
¿Cómo comunicarte?
I'm going through this quickly just to give you the picture, okay? When we enter into school, our lives set a scheduled order for the next several years.
Nuestra vida está programada por los siguientes años.
And look at a kid going through school.
Yendo a través
okay.
de la escuela, ¿está
what
bien?
Does he think about his life?
¿Qué piensa él acerca de su vida?
Not much.
No mucho.
It's Monday, I go to school.
Es mi día, tengo que ir a la escuela.
It's Tuesday. What, you don't think about what you're going to do.
Es
Tuesday, I got schoolwork.
Acerca. Es martes,
right?
Tengo que ir a la escuela. Okay. Escuela, ¿correcto?
So there's this scheduled order of existence.
Horario, un orden de su horario de su existencia.
And nobody's required to think about your life's purpose or what you're here for
no
or what you're doing.
Tu vida porque estás aquí, o...
Okay, we simply do what we're told.
Simplemente hacemos lo que se nos dice.
Okay, it's Sunday. You don't have any questions, you go to church.
Es domingo,
right?
Usted no tiene preguntas. Vamos
okay,
a la iglesia,
it's Monday,
correcto.
You go to school.
Es lunes, usted va a la
it's
escuela.
Morning. How many of you have a morning routine?
¿Cuántos de ustedes without tienen una rutina thinking? De la mañana?
And how many of you, without even thinking, you get up and you do certain things in a certain order?
¿Cuántos de ustedes, sin pensar, se levanta y hace ciertas cosas?
And I'll tell you, as you get older and older,
digo, como usted envejece y envejece más,
don't get me out of my routine. It throws me for a loop.
No me saques de mi rutina.
Isn't it amazing what those routines,
de
you know?
Rutina.
And how comfort we are in our routines, you know?
Con esa rutina, yeah. ¿Sabe?
Okay, so...
Entonces...
Here is these routines of daily existence.
Aquí están estas rutinas de una existencia diaria.
You have your morning routine.
Tienes tu rutina de la mañana.
You even have a night routine.
Aún una rutina
right?
de noche, ¿correcto?
Yeah, you sí. do certain things, get ready for bed every night.
Todas las noches, okay. alistándonos para irnos
a dormir. When you're a child, you think like a child.
Cuando eras un Scripture. Niño, pensabas como un niño. Escritura.
Mom says, hey, pick up this
Mamá
toy,
dice, hey, recoge
take
este
it over
juguete,
there, put it
ahí,
in the box.
En esa caja.
Have you ever noticed employees? They've never grown up. They can't think for themselves. They can't see what has to be done.
No you, mirar lo que Daniel, tiene que ser hecho.
You say, okay, you have to pick this paper okay. up and put
Tienes
it over on
este
this place.
Papel y ponerlo aquí.
Then they do that function and then
entonces,
they can't do anything else
función,
because
entonces,
nobody told them.
No pueden hacer nada más porque nadie
you seen
dijo.
People in the workplace like that?
¿Ha mirado usted de gente así?
Pete, huh? Yeah, sí. They're still children.
Aún son niños.
And how many times, Chair?
¿Y cuántas veces?
Why can't you kids just see what needs to be done and do it?
¿Por qué no puedes mirar lo que se necesita hacer y tan solo lo haces?
Remember those
¿Recuerda
years?
Usted?
Yeah.
Sí.
Because they're kids.
Porque son niños.
Okay. That's the childhood's way of viewing life. Chris, I'm sure you
Esa
saw that
Esa es la
all
manera,
time.
La vista de esta niñez.
Okay, as you get older, mom says,
más, mamá dice,
pick up your plate,
recoge
carry
tu
it over to the sink,
llévalo ahí al lavadero.
Okay. You know, you can take care of those little things.
Tú puedes tomar de encargarte de esas
okay.
pequeñas cosas.
She tells you and you do that.
Okay, ella le dice usted, haz eso.
You learn there's a security in doing and repeating simple duties of this
Tú aprendes,
life.
Bajo,
we like that security.
Este y repitiendo estas simples cosas okay. en esta vida. Nos gusta esa seguridad.
But when we're starting to get a little older, nearing adulthood,
acercándonos hacia la
you get into
adultez,
high school,
entramos a la preparatoria.
And all of a sudden we're confronted with decisions we have to make alone.
Y de repente estamos confrontados con decisiones que tenemos que hacerlos por nosotros mismos.
Now, if a child hasn't been prepared for this,
ahora, si un niño ha sido preparado para esto,
okay, it can be very frightening.
Perdón, que no ha sido propiamente enseñado y preparado para esto.
And the child in us would say, what is this new thing about making decisions? I didn't have to decide. You told me everything I had to do growing up. Now you're asking me to make up decisions. We come to our senior year of high school. And all of a sudden we're asked,
y de repente se nos
what do you want to do with the rest of your life?
¿Qué quieres hacer tú con el resto
what
de tu
occupation
vida?
Do you want to pursue?
¿Qué ocupación quieres perseguir?
Something inside of us, the child inside of us is saying, hey, you can't be a child anymore, right?
Algo dentro de nosotros, el niño dentro de nosotros nos dice, hey, no puedes ser niño nomás.
So I look at this, this
Miro
is sort
esto.
Of me. Okay, I'm not saying it's everybody.
No estoy diciendo que sea alguien más.
Okay, there's more required of you all of a sudden than picking up toys.
Hay más requerido de ti aparte de recoger tus juguetes.
Making your bed.
Hacer tu cama.
Mowing the lawn.
Cortando el pasto.
Completing your homework.
Haciendo tu tarea.
Now you have to make decisions about what you want to do with your life.
Ahora tienes que hacer decisiones de qué es lo que quieres hacer
in
con
other
tu
words,
vida. En otras palabras,
mom and dad or somebody's telling you, hey, it's in your hands.
En otras palabras, alguien más, tu mamá o tu papá, te está diciendo, okay. está en tus manos.
I'll never forget the day I graduated from high school.
Nunca se me olvidará a mí cuando me gradué de la preparatoria.
It's because of the things in my life.
Por cosas en mi vida.
None of this occurred to me.
Nada de esto se me ocurrió.
Because things were quite difficult at home.
Porque era las cosas un poco difíciles en la casa.
And I didn't have time, or I was stressed trying to get it through the day every day. Honestly.
Entonces no tenía tiempo, estaba tratando de pasar a través del día tan solamente, honestamente.
So I come home from graduation.
Vengo a casa high school, de graduación de la preparatoria.
And I had the weirdest feeling.
Y tuve so, el sentimiento
Lily
más
and
extraño.
Those kids, you know,
Lily, todos
getting near
niños,
those age, Christian.
Llegando a esa edad.
All of a sudden.
De repente.
I'm just looking.
Tan solo miraba.
What do I do?
¿Qué hago?
All my life, it's Monday, you go to school. You don't
vida,
have to think.
Es lunes, tengo
it's Tuesday,
que
you go to school. It's
Martes,
night, you do homework.
Ahora
right? And all of a sudden, you just look at life and you...
Miras a la vida
ah, y, it's terrifying.
Es de terror.
So then I thought, oh, entonces, I'll go to college.
Voy a colegio.
So I went to college. Ah, safe.
Oh,
it's Monday. I go to school.
Llegué a la universidad. Oh, estoy seguro.
I needed that structure.
Yo necesitaba esa instrucción.
And so when I got done with college,
so cuando terminé con la universidad,
I want to be a professional student.
Yo quiero ser un estudiante profesional.
I'm serious. I love learning. I love learning
serio?
About
yo,
music.
Yo me gustaba aprender.
I love learning
me
about
gustaba la música.
I don't want to quit school. I'll
no
just go to school the rest of my life.
Tan solo voy a la escuela el resto de mi vida.
How practical is that, right?
Oh, qué práctico es eso, ¿no?
Who cares about practicality when
¿quién
you're
le
that,
importa
you know?
La practicalidad, usted sabe.
So I graduated and all of a sudden I'm out teaching. Oh, this is terrible. Oh.
So me gradé,
well, what is your life? Well,
enseñando. Es
I don't know. I don't even necessarily like this, but what
no
am I...
No necesariamente me gusta esto de enseñar.
And
pero
you're looking at life and you're terrified.
Como usted mira la vida, entonces está aterrificado.
Can you, some of you relate to some of this?
¿Se puede usted
you know?
Relacionar a alguien así con esto?
So what is happening?
So ¿qué está pasando?
Someone, the life... just says, hey, everything is in your hands. You do with it what you want.
Alguien en su vida, alguien le dice, hey,
what a terrible thing.
Tú haces lo que tienes que hacer. ¿Qué cosa
it just
tan,
is.
Tan terrible? Tan solo es terrible.
For some people,
por alguna gente,
they love it.
Ellos aman eso.
But I wasn't one of those.
Pero yo no era uno de esos.
Okay. Well, some see these as adventures, others see it as threats.
Algunos miran esto como una aventura, otros los miran como unas amenazas.
So, as a kid, somebody asked me, what do I do with my life?
Como niño, alguien me preguntó, ¿qué,
my response,
¿qué hago
what are you talking about?
Mi respuesta, ¿qué hablo, qué estás hablando
all I've had to
de...
do all my life is my chores,
todo lo que quería en mi vida era
finish
hacer mis,
my homework,
mis tareas,
go to school.
Terminar mi tarea,
what am I supposed to even think about this?
¿Por qué tengo aún, supuestamente, que
you want to be a doctor?
Esto,
I'll never forget this. As a high school
esto.
Grad.
Conforme
what are you going to do?
¿Qué vas a hacer?
You want to... I knew I couldn't be a doctor.
Yo sabía que no podía ser
I promised my mom when I was about 10 years old.
Le prometí a mi mamá cuando tenía 10
she cut her
años.
Finger open a can of coffee.
Se cortó you know, su pie, that, su dedo con un bote cuando
and
estaba
blood was pouring all over and she said, oh, don't get me a bandage. And I took one look and fainted. She said, promise me you won't be a doctor.
Dice, dame una
I said, I promise, mom.
Y yo casi me caigo. Me estaba
me and blood don't do well together.
Digo, por favor,
never
no
have.
Doctor.
That was out.
Eso estaba fuera
but I didn't know what else I wanted to do. So,
entonces,
here we are
aquí nos
in this question. In maturity,
pregunta, madurez,
it comes to the place
llega a un lugar,
in every aspect of so many things.
Aspecto,
it's in your hands. You
está,
do with it.
Está en tus manos. Tú dilea con ello.
And unless you prepare your children
usted prepare a sus hijos
to go through these steps where they can do it, it's terrifying.
Ellos puedan hacerlo.
Okay.
Esto es de terror.
Okay. Next one.
Siguiente.
Israel under Moses.
Israel bajo Moisés.
Stop and just think, okay? Picture these things in your mind.
Imagínese este en su mente.
Abraham.
Abraham.
God had ordained them to live 400 years in Egypt.
Dios les ordenó a ellos que vivieran 400 años en Egipto.
What were they in Egypt?
¿Por qué estaban ahí
slaves.
En Egipto? ¿Qué eran? Eran esclavos.
What kind of lives did they live?
¿Qué tipo de vidas ellos vivieron?
Did they have to get up every day and wonder what they were going to do?
Tenían que pararse cada día y preguntarse.
Did they have to say, "Oh, I got to figure out what my life is going to be purposeful"?
Tengo que figurar.
No, you got up every day.
No, se levantaban cada
día. You went to your task of what you did, and you were beaten, and you went home at night exhausted. You did the same thing the next day.
Y trabajando todos los días, iban a casa en la tarde y ya todos cansados.
And come on, you think about 400 years. How many generations is that?
400 años. ¿Cuántas generaciones son esas?
So I'm going to ask you, Lenore, how do you think it got ingrained in their minds?
¿Cómo piensas tú que
task of this is what life is?
Porque esto es lo que la vida es.
How many generations would that be?
¿Cuántas generaciones?
10 generations at least.
10 generaciones, al
how
menos.
In 10 generations of doing that, how do you think people's minds were imprinted and ingrained in that kind of pattern of this is what life is?
¿Cuánta gente en ellos?
That's what I'm trying to show you.
En sus cabezas,
does that make sense, Daniel?
Lo que tenían que hacer.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
They didn't have to think.
No tenían que pensar.
They didn't have to think about hardly anything.
No tenían que pensar acerca de absolutamente de nada.
Okay, what they're going to do today, the next month, the next year.
El siguiente día.
Fast forward. Here comes Moses.
El siguiente año. Más adelante.
Okay.
Aquí viene Moisés.
Moses was sent by God.
Moisés fue enviado por Dios.
Okay.
Está bien.
Here they start listening.
Aquí ellos empezaron a escuchar.
Here they are.
Aquí ellos se encuentran.
Here's Moses.
Aquí está Moisés.
Here's the message.
Aquí está el mensaje.
What does he say?
¿Qué está diciendo?
Follow me.
Sígueme.
What did they do?
¿Qué hicieron?
They followed him.
No siguieron.
It was just ingrained, okay?
Entonces, solo estaba ahí engrabado.
They didn't think about what their life's purpose was at this point.
No, ellos no pensaron cuál era el propósito de sus vidas en este
they
punto.
Listened.
Escucharon.
They followed.
They siguieron.
When Moses said move, they moved.
Cuando Moisés decía muévanse, se movían.
When Moses said stop, they stopped.
Cuando Moisés les decía paren, ellos paraban.
Right?
Correcto.
Do you see what's going on in,
¿mira usted lo que
in
está
their
pasando
lives?
En la vida de ellos?
Okay, next comes Joshua.
Y luego viene Josué.
Follow me.
Síganme.
They followed me.
Me
he said, prepare. They said, okay, we'll do that.
Okay,
do you see the pattern of life and what goes on inside the mind?
De vida okay. Está pasando ahí en sus
they
vidas.
Follow him.
Lo siguieron.
They go in.
Entraron.
They're told to march around Jericho.
Se les dijo que marcharan alrededor
what did
de
they do? They marched around Jericho.
¿Qué hicieron? Ellos marcharon alrededor de Jericho.
They told them, he les, told them,
él les dijo,
okay, some of you shout, some of you play the trumpet.
Algunos de ustedes griten y algunos
what did they do?
Las trompetas. ¿Qué
they
hicieron?
Shouted and played the trumpet.
Ellos gritaron y okay. Sonaron sus trompetas.
All of a sudden the trumpets were quiet, Jericho fell.
De repente las trompetas callaron y Jericho cayó.
Now,
ahora,
here's the transition.
Aquí está la transición.
He says, okay, kids.
Está bien, niños.
It's time to grow up.
Es tiempo para crecer.
It's time to mature.
Es tiempo para madurar.
I want you to think about this.
Quiero que usted piense
400
acerca de esto.
100 years, 10 generations.
400 años, 10 generaciones.
All those years walking in the wilderness,
todo ese tiempo caminando
all they
en el
had
desierto,
to do was listen to instructions and follow.
Todo lo que tenían que hacer es escuchar las instrucciones y seguirlas.
Here's Joshua.
Aquí está Josué.
All of a sudden he says, grow up, guys.
De repente les dice, crezcan.
Here's the land.
Aquí está la tierra.
It's yours.
Es suya.
Go.
Vayan.
Take it.
Tómenla. ¿Qué?
I don't know what to do.
No sé qué hacer.
Now, you think that might be funny, but you
o sea,
look at the history of Israel,
es
look at the book
Israel.
Of Judges,
mira el libro de los jueces.
Look and see what they did.
Mire
they
este
didn't
lo que
know
hicieron.
How to handle maturity.
No sabían cómo,
okay?
Tomar la madurez, cómo
they
manejarla.
Hadn't learned to be responsible
tenían
themselves.
Que aprender a ser responsables
they didn't
mismos.
Need to be responsible for anything. All
no,
they had
no
to do,
necesitaban ser responsables de nada.
I'll pick up my tent. Moses said, move, we're moving.
Moses
says, put your tent down. I'm putting my tent down.
Yo decía, Moses,
how much thought did that require?
Huh?
Do you understand what I'm trying
quería?
To get you to see?
Este,
in God's pattern, bringing people to maturity,
Dios trae a la gente a
they need those essential elements to take them
para tomarlos a ellos,
into where God planted them to be,
Dios
and most of them can't
fueran,
do it.
Y la mayoría de ellos no lo podían hacer.
Come on, you guys.
Piensen.
So what happens in the book of Joshua? They start.
De
they go into their inheritance. How many of the tribes didn't kick out the Canaanites or the occupiers that were there.
¿Cuántos de ellos,
oh, we'll just live with them.
Sacados para afuera por los
they didn't have the responsibility
ellos no tenían la responsabilidad
that I am here to fulfill God's purpose in this land.
La promesa de Dios en esta tierra.
Okay,
¿está bien?
That's my purpose.
Ese es mi propósito.
I'm supposed to occupy this land.
Se supone que tengo que
I'm supposed to kick
tierra.
Out the inhabitants.
Se supone que tengo que sacar
I'm going to
habitantes que están ahí.
Set this as a place for God to
voy a
rule,
poner este lugar como un
for
lugar
God
para
to
Dios.
Reign through me.
Para que Dios
I'm going to get married. I'm going to have a family. I'm going to raise kids. I'm going to tend my olive vineyard. I'm going to raise my sheep, whatever. These have been slaves. They have been
followed.
What did they know about tending olive gardens? What did they know about raising sheep? They say, oh, wait, I got to look on the internet. I gotta need some
ovejas.
Help how to do this.
Oh, voy a necesitar una ayuda para
they
saber
didn't
cómo hacer
know.
Esto. Ellos no sabían.
They weren't prepared.
No estaban preparados.
Do you understand?
¿Entiende usted?
So I want Entonces, you to think on these
quiero
things.
Que usted piense en estas cosas.
They couldn't handle the maturity to
no
do what God told them to do with their life.
No podían ellos.
You see that in Israel?
Mira usted eso en Israel.
They just couldn't do it.
Simplemente no podían hacerlo.
Okay, now we got scriptures here, but here goes with me. Again, 400 years, another 40 years. Here's a man, here's a leader, do what he says. And Joshua takes them to finally a place. So familiar with us, Joshua 24.
Josué 24.
You know what? You got to choose who you're going to serve.
Tienen que escoger.
Now that's shocking to me.
Ahora eso es,
because
sorprendente
here
para
are
mí.
The people that have seen God move firsthand,
porque
not secondhand,
gente que
not thirdhand.
Dios moverse así en primera
they were part
mano,
of it.
No segunda ni tercera mano,
what in the world were they still carrying their childhood gods around with them, huh? He says, you have to choose which God you're going to
serve.
Now watch.
Ahora vigile.
Okay? It becomes personal.
Llega a ser personal.
This is where we are in
esto
this stage of the seals
en este
and
estado,
the opening.
En los sellos.
Joshua says, as for
dice,
me and my house,
por mí, por mi casa,
we're going to serve God.
Vamos a servir
you
a Dios.
Choose.
Tú escoge.
That's what he told him. You choose.
Dijo,
do you know what he just happened?
¿Sabes qué
just like
pasar?
Me in high school,
como
everything's
era,
in your hands. You do with it what
la,
you want.
La
true?
Aquí está todo en tus manos.
Now we can see it in Israel, right?
Ahora podemos mirar en Israel, ¿correcto?
Okay. So here, most people, we say, they can't
aquí,
handle maturity.
La mayoría de la gente
they can't
no puede
they're not,
manejar
they don't
la
have the bravery.
Pero no tienen la bravura.
Okay. They don't have the responsibility.
No tienen la responsabilidad.
They don't have the willingness to leave things behind that must
de dejar
be left behind.
Cosas detrás.
Okay.
Está bien.
Come on, anybody that's worked with people, it's just
alguien que
the people
con gente,
in work, you have to
la
tell
gente
them,
en el guardia, usted tiene que decirles,
you put this thing over here and you place it over there and they'll do that and then
este
they'll
lugar,
stand there and stare at you. They can't think for themselves.
No pueden pensar por ellos
they can't
mismos.
Assess and see
no
what needs to be done.
Explorar y mirar qué se necesita
okay.
Ser hecho.
What's happened to them?
¿Qué está pasándole a ellos?
I'm a child, I think as a child, I act as a child,
soy
I do
niño,
as a child.
Actúo como
they've
un
never
niño,
grown up.
Actúo como un niño. Nunca crecieron.
Okay.
Está bien.
And some people will never grow up.
Y alguna gente
some people
nunca
don't
crecerá.
Want to grow up.
Y alguna gente no quiere crecer.
Are you with me?
¿Está usted conmigo?
One more. It's,
una
I'm going to try to get through this.
Voy a tratar de pasar
I'm going to look at the disciples.
Voy a mirar hacia los discípulos.
God's pattern.
El patrón de Dios.
Just think.
Piense.
Okay. Jesus called 12.
Jesús llamó a 12.
Come follow me.
Ven y síganme.
What did they do?
Que ellos hicieron.
They did. They followed him.
Ellos lo hicieron. Lo siguieron.
Together.
Juntamente.
Together.
Juntamente.
Keep that in your mind. They listened to him.
Le escucharon a él.
Together.
Juntamente.
They went where he went.
Ellos fueron a donde él fue.
Together.
Juntos.
They did what he told them to do.
Ellos hicieron lo que él les dijo que hicieran.
Together.
Juntos.
But one day he was crucified.
Pero cuando él fue crucificado,
the child inside of them was
el niño
terrified.
Dentro de ellos estaba aterrado.
Okay. They hid.
Se escondieron.
Together.
Juntamente, juntos.
They were afraid.
Tenían temor.
Together.
Juntos.
They didn't have any idea what they were supposed to do.
Ellos no tenían ni una idea de lo que se tenía, de lo que ellos tenían que hacer.
Okay. Pentecost came.
Pentecostés vino.
The Holy Spirit fell on them.
El Espíritu Santo cayó en ellos.
Inhabited them.
Y los habitó.
Ah, like me going to college.
Como yo yendo I got structure. A la universidad.
Hallelujah.
Tenía instrucciones.
It's Monday. I Hallelujah. Go to class.
Es lunes. Tengo clases.
Here's the disciples.
Aquí están now los apostles. Ahora apóstoles.
They felt a sense of security again.
Sintieron un sentido como de seguridad
okay,
una vez
because
más.
Because they had some order.
Porque tenían un orden.
Together.
Juntos.
Ah. We'll preach.
Predicaremos.
Together.
Juntos.
We'll teach.
Enseñaremos.
Together.
Juntos.
We'll gather.
Nos reuniremos.
Together.
Juntos.
We'll pray.
Oraremos.
Together.
Juntos.
We'll stay.
Nos
together.
Nos quedaremos juntos.
Then the Holy Spirit says, all right.
El Espíritu Santo dice, okay. Está bien.
It's time to grow up.
Es tiempo de crecer.
Here we go again.
Aquí vamos una vez más.
It's time to grow up.
Es tiempo de crecer.
The gospel has to be spread.
El evangelio tiene que ser esparcido.
In order for the gospel to be spread,
para que el evangelio pudiera ser
each one
expandido.
Of those men had to come face to face
cada uno de esos
with their own life.
Que venir cara a cara con
that
su
they
propia
had
vida.
To fulfill the purpose that God had ordained for them.
Un propósito que Dios había ordenado para con ellos para cumplir.
True.
¿Verdad?
You with me? Okay. Yeah.
Sí.
They were put in a position by God.
Fueron puestos en una posición por Dios.
Where they were shown that their lives had to be what
no estaba mostrando que su vida tenía que ser
that of God himself fulfilling
eso
his purpose
de Dios mismo
in them.
Cumpliendo su propósito en ellos.
The child in them had to die.
El niño en ellos tenía que morir.
It was time for the man in them to come and show himself.
Era tiempo para el hombre en ellos salir y se mostrar él mismo.
This required maturity.
Esto requirió madurez.
Courage.
Coraje.
Responsibility.
Responsabilidad.
Stewardship.
Administración.
Willingness to let go of things familiar.
Voluntad para dejar ir todas las cosas familiares.
And walk with God alone.
Y caminar con Dios solo.
So that their purpose on earth
para que
would
su propósito
be completed.
En la tierra pueda ser completo, completado.
Listen.
Escuche.
How many? Go read Christ, the mystery of God revealed.
Cristo, Dios de,
personal
el misterio
revelation.
De Dios, misterio
right?
De Dios revelado.
Paradox, go
paradoja.
Look at
vaya, mírelo.
They had to work, learn to walk with God alone.
Ellos tuvieron que aprender a caminar con Dios solamente.
They had to endure their trials
tenían
alone.
Que soportar sus pruebas solos.
Listen to this.
Escuché
can you imagine?
Esto? ¿Qué se puede imaginar?
Their whole lives had been together.
Toda su vida han estado
come
juntos.
Here, you guys, you know. Come on,
ustedes
look
saben.
At history.
Mira usted la historia.
What did the what happened to the 12 apostles?
¿Qué le pasó a los 12 apóstoles?
None of them were together. Everyone went to a different place, sent
ninguno
by God.
Ninguno de ellos estaban juntos. Todos fueron a diferentes
alone.
Lugares.
Yeah.
Por Dios.
True.
A través de todo el lugar, ¿verdad?
By themselves with God, nothing.
Por ellos mismos para con Dios solamente, nada más.
They had to walk with God alone.
Tenían que caminar con Dios solos.
They had to endure their trials
tenían
alone.
Tenían que soportar sus pruebas solos.
They had to trust their Lord
tenían que confiar
that
en su
told
Señor
them He would always be with them.
Que les dijo que Él todo el tiempo estaría con ellos.
They learned the only way they
ellos
could
aprendieron
learn. Please,
eso, de la única manera que ellos
yet.
Podían. Por favor, no
okay.
Se duerma.
They learned through enduring long, hard days.
Ellos aprendieron a través de soportar
cold, lonely
días largos
nights.
Con calor y noches frías.
They had to experience all kinds of danger.
Tenían que experimentar todo tipo de
situaciones
de peligros solos.
They had to learn how to be hungry.
Tenían que aprender cómo tener
and
hambre.
How to have plenty
y saber cómo tener
alone.
Suficiente. Solos.
They had to experience opposition.
Tenía que experimentar oposición.
Alone.
Solos.
They had to feel the sharp pain of being stoned.
Tenían que sentir el dolor
alone.
Extremo de ser apedreados
solos. What it was like to be imprisoned.
Y ninguno de nosotros alone. Nos gusta estar en prisión.
They had to know
solos.
What it was to feel unwelcomed.
Tenían que saber cómo se sentía no ser bienvenidos.
They had to know that their only source of strength and protection and help and provision was the Lord himself.
Y eso que saber que su único fuente de fuerza y protección y ayuda y provisión era el Señor mismo.
They had to learn and hear the voice of God.
Ellos tenían que aprender a quedarse quietos y escuchar la voz de Dios.
They had to learn to be taught.
Ellos tenían que aprender a ser enseñados solo por Él.
They had to learn.
Ellos tenían que aprender
that His friendship to them was enough.
Que su amistad solo era suficiente para ellos, para llevarlos.
Okay.
Está bien.
Now let's put these three examples together.
Ahora vamos a poner esos tres ejemplos juntos.
In our lives, we are guided to a place where the character of maturity that is in us has to take over.
En nuestras vidas somos guiados a un lugar donde el carácter de madurez que está en nosotros tiene que llamarnos, que llamarnos.
We hear all of the world around us.
Escuchamos todo el mundo alrededor de nosotros diciéndonos,
hey kid,
hey niño,
your life is in your hands.
Tu vida está en tus manos.
You do with it what you will.
Tú haz con ella lo que tú harás, ¿verdad?
Yeah. Israel.
Israel.
Promised land.
Tierra prometida.
The Israelites were put in the same position by God.
Los israelitas fueron puestos en la misma posición por Dios.
Here's your inheritance.
Aquí está tu heredad.
Here's your land.
Aquí está tu tierra.
It's in your hands.
Está en tus manos.
You do with it what you will.
Haz lo que tú quieras con ella.
True.
¿Verdad?
The apostles.
Los apóstoles.
God brought them to the same place.
Dios los trajo a ellos al mismo lugar.
Here's your purpose, David.
Está tu propósito, David.
Yeah. I alone am with you and no one else.
De solo contigo, nadie más.
It's in your hands.
Está en tus manos.
You do with it what you will.
Tú haz lo que tú quieras.
Right, Daniel?
Correcto, Daniel.
How about us?
¿Qué de nosotros?
Here we are.
Aquí estamos.
With the seven sealed book.
Con el libro de los siete sellos.
The book of redemption has
libro
been
de redención ha sido abierto.
We've been eating on it.
Hemos
for
estado
years.
Comiendo de ellos.
We've cherished what he said.
Decimos
Christ,
y amamos lo que
God
dijo.
Review.
Cristo, el misterio de Dios revelado. ¿Quién es esta Melquisedec?
We cherish those things.
Amamos esas cosas.
We have been told that we have eternal life in us now.
Se nos ha dicho que tenemos vida eterna en nosotros ahora.
We are now sons, not will be.
Ahora somos hijos, no que seremos.
We've been told that the wave sheaf has been waved over us.
Se nos dice que la semilla
right.
mecida está sobre nosotros
what
ahora.
What did that wave sheaf proclaim about you?
¿Qué es lo que la gavilla proclama acerca
did
de ti?
Did it proclaim about you that you're coming to maturity?
¿Está no está proclamando que tú estás llegando a madurez?
Okay. Yeah. You've been told that you are him.
¿Te has dicho que tú eres él?
We've been told that we go through morph changes, like
se nos ha sido que revelation,
seals
de cambios del morfe, como revelación.
The difference abierto. Between us and our Lord is that he bypassed his theophany, we didn't.
Es que él no, pasó su teofanía.
He bypassed his theophany, excuse me. The master, the mystery of the rapture has
el
been revealed.
Del rapto ha sido revelado.
Okay. It's been forming.
Se ha estado formando.
We're part of it. It's happening now inside of you, inside
está
your heart.
Está pasando ahorita mismo dentro de usted.
Brother Branham
hermano,
explained to us the mystery of the translation of the bride.
Hermano Branham nos explicó el misterio de la traslación de la novia.
What did he say?
¿Qué dice?
Oh, we're going to just pop out of here one day.
Oh, vamos a salir fuera de aquí
no,
un día.
No, there's a life inside of you.
No, hay una vida dentro de ti.
Okay. And then a life begins to grow around that life and you form
vida
a new
empieza
body.
Empieza a crecer alrededor de esa vida.
We've been in the rapture for all these years.
Hemos estado
it's
en
happening
el
on the inside. It has to happen on the inside before
tiene
it can happen
parar,
on the outside.
Tiene que empezar dentro antes de que pase
okay.
en la parte exterior.
Christ has been revealed to us in his manifestation.
Cristo ha sido revelado a nosotros en su manifestación.
We have given him the preeminent place.
Le hemos dado su lugar de preeminencia.
He's restoring us back to our Adam
nos
condition.
Nos está restaurando de regreso a nuestra condición de Adán.
Now what's he saying to us?
¿Ahora qué nos está diciendo a nosotros?
Kids?
¿Niños?
No. Sons.
Hijos.
It's in your hands.
Está en tus manos.
He's telling us. It's in your hands.
Está en tus manos.
The promised land and the open book of redemption, it's
in
your hands.
El libro abierto de redención está en nuestras manos.
What will you do with it?
¿Qué haremos con ello?
There we go.
Ahí está.
That's where we are.
Es donde nos encontramos.
This is paradox.
Esta es paradoja.
This is an entering into of redemption.
Esto es entrando hacia la redención.
Stop and think about it, Brother Ron. What has God placed in your hands?
¿Qué ha puesto Dios en tus manos, hermano Ron?
It's up to you.
Es
what are you going to do with it?
¿Qué tú vas a hacer con ello?
Do you know what a lot of people will do?
¿Sabes lo que mucha gente hará?
Nothing.
Nada.
Not one thing.
No una cosa.
They'll get up.
Se levantarán.
Check the news.
Van a checar las noticias.
See what's going on in the world.
Mirar qué está pasando en el mundo.
Hmm? Oh, it's Monday.
Oh, es lunes.
Oh, it's Sunday. I go to church.
Oh, es domingo. Tengo que ir a la iglesia.
Right.
Correcto.
Children.
Niños.
Yeah. Would you bow with me, please? Heavenly Father, we
Padre Celestial,
thank you.
Te damos las gracias.
You have given us light in this day.
Nos has dado vida en este día.
And what good does light do us unless you give us eyes to see the light?
¿Y qué beneficios a menos que tú nos dieras ojos para mirar esta luz?
What good does it do to speak to your children if they can't hear you?
¿Qué noticias? Si tus hijos no pueden escuchar.
If they refuse to listen.
Si rechazan el escuchar.
If they refuse to leave things behind that need to be left behind.
Si ellos escogen no dejar cosas que necesitan ser dejadas.
If they don't take the responsibility.
Si no toman la responsabilidad.
That the word is in my hands.
El mundo
it's
está
been
en mis
given
manos.
To us.
Se ha sido dado a nosotros.
What am I going to do?
¿Qué voy a hacer con ella?
Am I a good steward?
Soy un buen oficial, cuidador de ella.
We know your word says that.
Entonces, tu palabra dice.
Every one of us is stewards of the manifold grace of God.
Que cada uno de nosotros somos administradores
here's
de la manifestación múltiple de Dios.
Now you are a steward of that grace.
Ahora usted es un administrador de
here's
esa gracia.
The mysteries of the day.
Los misterios del día.
They're placed in our hands.
Han sido puestos en nuestras manos.
What are we going to do?
¿Qué vamos a hacer con ello?
Help us.
Ayúdanos.
We know we're ordained. Not to just let it slide.
Ordenadas, no para ser dejadas.
We're ordained to become men and women.
Ordenados ellos para ser hijos e hijas.
To take responsibility.
Que tomen responsabilidad.
To possess what you've given to us.
Que posean lo que tú nos has dado.
To be good stewards of it.
Que seamos buenos administradores de ello.
Oh God.
Oh Dios.
We trust you and believe these things.
Confiamos y creemos estas cosas.
So we don't face this with fear.
So no enfrentamos esto con temor.
But there is a solid sense of responsibility.
Pero hay un sentido sólido de responsabilidad.
That we do hold in our hands.
Que tenemos en nuestras manos.
I pray with all my heart.
Oro con todo mi corazón.
Let us not take that lightly, Father.
Que no lo tenemos eso a la ligera, Padre.
Lord, I ask this in the precious name
pido esto, en el
of the Lord Jesus Christ.
De nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
Amen. Amen. Okay, did this make sense to you today?
¿Tiene sentido esto para con ustedes el día de hoy?
Here we are.
Aquí nos encontramos.
You can see it all through
podemos
history.
Mirarlo a través de
you
toda
can
la
see
historia.
It in so many places.
Lo podemos mirar en tantos lugares.
So parents,
so padres,
you that are raising kids,
ustedes que están criando hijos,
train them.
Entrénelos.
Teach them.
Help enséñales, them. Ayúdeles.
Help them know what it means to make a wise decision.
Enséñalos a saber hacer una
teach
buena decisión.
Enséñales to wait on the Lord.
Que esperen en el Señor.
Teach them to
enséñales
ask Him for His
que
wisdom
que
in things they need
por
and things
sabiduría
here on earth.
Y cosas.
Uh-huh. Teach them.
Enséñales.
Yeah.
Sí.
Let them know.
Déjenles saber.
They can't stay children all their lives.
Que no pueden quedarse niños toda su vida.
Someday, just
día,
like it was with me,
así como fue conmigo,
and my parents,
y mis
and
padres,
their parents, and their parents
padres,
before them.
Y sus padres también.
Somebody's going to hear a voice.
Alguien va a escuchar una voz.
Like we did.
Como lo hicimos.
It's in your hands.
Está en tus manos.
You do with it.
Tú deal con ella. Dile con ella. ¿Qué tú vas a hacer? Yeah.
I still feel bad.
¿Todavía me siento mal?
Just look this up.
Entonces lo busca usted esto.
When Brother Branham preaches,
cuando el hermano Branham predica,
and says, I have a strange subject this morning.
Dice, yo tengo un tema extraño en esta mañana.
Rapture message, leadership, several of those
end-time
messages.
Okay. Mensajes del tiempo
Whenever final. He says, I got a strange subject,
cuando quiera que sea que él decía, tengo un tema extraño,
he's telling them, hey, this isn't going to fit with your current thinking.
Lo que él está diciendo, esto no va a encajar con tu pensamiento right. que tienes tú ahorita, ¿correcto?
Daniel, talking to people in Kenya where you've been spending.
Daniel,
how many times do you see people stuck in their way of thinking that don't want to change?
Gente atorados en su manera de pensar
My
que
church
no
says this.
Mi iglesia dice
I know
esto.
What the rapture is. You're
Yo
not going to tell me anything
no me
different.
Vas a sacar de esto,
right?
Correcto?
I know what the seals are. Nobody's
no,
going to tell
no
me anything
esto.
Different.
No.
And they're not willing to be taught.
Y no están deseosos de ser enseñados.
A mature man can say, you know, I don't know everything.
Digan, yo no sé nada.
In fact, the longer I walk with God, the more mysterious it all becomes.
Camino con Dios, lo más misterioso que
Derek, you'll appreciate this. I heard a college professor one time.
Yo fui profesor de universidad.
When you graduate from high school,
cuando usted se gradúa de la preparatoria,
you think you know everything.
Tú piensas que tú lo sabes todo, ¿correcto?
Okay.
¿Está bien?
But think it as a person goes through college.
Pero,
and then graduate school, and then they work. They know more and more about less and less until they know everything about nothing. Isn't that sort of true? Look at a dissertation of a doctor, you know, one minute little thing they'll study for decades, you know. Yeah, that's good. When you're, hey, you high school kids, you think you know everything. Wait till you get to college. You find that you don't hardly know nothing, right? Yeah, I like that. You know more and more about less and less till you know everything
más y
about
más
nothing.
Acerca de nada y nada, de menos y menos.
Sort of true in this life, isn't it?
Como
it's not that way with God.
Así.
Blessed are your eyes, for they see.
Benditos son tus ojos porque ellos ven.
And your ears,
y tus oídos
for they hear.
Porque ellos escuchan.
Now it's in our hands.
Ahora está en nuestras manos.
Right, Sister Patricia?
Correcto, hermano Patricia?
It's in our hands, right?
Está en nuestras manos.
Yeah. What are you going to do with it?
¿Qué vamos a hacer con ello?
Okay. Oh, that's good. Let's stand up and sing that.
Vamos a pararnos
Jesus.
Y cantar.
Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, come before. Yeah, I can't remember the words. Thank you for whoever's leading us. Thank you. Oh, Jesus. There we go. Thank you. Sing it over. Oh, Jesus, won't you rise in love and worship you? Sing it again, please. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, oh,
say, Father, sometimes we don't even know what to say. We're out of words. yet inside of us there is this soul, thankful heart for everything that you have done. How can we thank you enough, Father? There is no way. Up today, Father, you have been so faithful to us. Just like Pastor said, when we were unlovable, Father, you loved us.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Just happy to know that when you look at us, Father, you look at us perfect in your sight. It is us, ourselves, who are hindering that, Father. That short vision that we have, Father. Allow us to see like we see before.
Amen.
In Adam's condition, Father, in the beginning. Always knowing there is a full assurance.
Thank you, Jesus.
That everything is going to be okay. Don't matter what it is between point A and B, Father. Because we know the end. Heaven and earth will pass, Father. But the world will prevail. Thank you for that. Blessed be your name. And we thank you, Father, in the beautiful, lovable name that is above all name, Father.
Amen.
Your name, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.